Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Malivi. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Blondie Ryan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Ted Gulick. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Red Badgerow. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Stiles. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Raleigh Stiles. And now, play ball. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi takes first base on ball four. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Malivi moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gulick fields it and throws to second for the out. Malivi moves to third. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up towards third. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field. Barnes picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Barnes. Hale moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a line drive towards short. Malivi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Malivi hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Stiles moves to second. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stiles moves to third. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fothergill who is chasing the ball. Goslin reaches third base with a triple. Stiles scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Metzler who is chasing the ball. Ryan reaches third base with a triple. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ryan scores. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 0 for 1 in the game. Badgero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Malivi bunts towards the mound. Stiles fields it and throws to first for the out. Whatwood moves to second. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. Fothergill moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 2 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Fothergill moves to third. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Fothergill scores. Barnes moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goslin throws the ball into Hale, who relays the ball to Melillo, who tags Ryan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Barnes scores. Cecil scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stiles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas bunts towards first. Gullick scoops it up and throws to first, with Melillo covering, for the out. Tate moves to second. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tate moves to third. Two outs. Greg Mulivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulivey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mulivey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress strikes out. There goes Goslin. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stiles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-3 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 0-for-2 in the game. Badgero hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whatwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-2 in the game. Mannion takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Stiles strikes out. 2 outs. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 0-for-2 in the game. Gullick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mannion moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mannion scores. There goes Gullick trying to get to third. Fothergill throws the ball into Ryan, who tags Gullick for the out. It's 6-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Ryan hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Thomas moves to third. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Malivi hits a pop-up towards first. Gullick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-4 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gullick fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stiles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0-for-3 in the game. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Schult pinch hits for Clyde Mannion. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Chad Kimsey pinch hits for Raleigh Styles. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gulick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.